USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Search for victims and survivors continues 5 days after Dorian slammed the Bahamas with 185-mile-an-hour winds that obliterated countless homes and entire regions of the island. Officials say over 30 people have been confirmed dead, but that toll is sure to rise as there are still dead bodies floating through the area. Singer and actor Lenny Kravitz, who's currently on tour, is from the Bahamas and had this to say.
Damage has been absolutely massive. I know that we've all been praying for the Bahamas, and that's wonderful, but we can also take action. And so many of you have been reaching out asking what you can do. So these are the first three charities that I've donated to: the National Association of the Bahamas, CORE, and World Central Kitchen.
The Bahamian Health Ministry said helicopters and boats are on the way, but officials continue to warn of delays because of the severe flooding. This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
Two federal agencies have told California officials that a deal with four automakers to abide by tougher emission standards appear to violate federal law. The Department of Transportation and Environmental Protection Agency said the Clean Air Act and other laws prohibit states from setting motor vehicle fuel economy standards. In July, Ford, Honda, Volkswagen, and BMW reached a deal with California to abide by standards that are tougher than those preferred by the Trump administration. Pollution standards are closely linked to fuel economy. That move bypassed the Trump administration's plan to freeze emissions and fuel economy standards adopted under the Obama administration at 2021 levels. Stocks finished the week slightly up, the Dow Jones Industrial rising 69 points to 26,797. The S&P 500 inched up 2.71 to 2,978. The NASDAQ wobbled for much of the day, ending with a loss of 13.7 points to 8103. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
The August jobs report falls short of some expectations. USA's Chris Barnes has more from Washington.
Some see it as another possible sign the U.S. economy is slowing. Others say that it's no big deal, that the jobs report shows around 130,000 new jobs added in August, when most analysts were predicting there would be about 160,000 jobs created. Wage growth remained solid, and the unemployment rate stayed the same at 3.7%. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
An American Airlines mechanic charged with sabotaging a plane because he was upset over stalled labor contract negotiations had been fired from another airline several years ago and briefly had his mechanic's license suspended, according to court documents. Abdul Mahid Maruf Ahmed Alani appeared in federal court in Miami on a charge of willfully damaging and disabling a plane. Federal investigators say he admitted to tampering with a part that provides vital information to pilots. The pilots aborted the flight on July 17th before takeoff in Miami. Alani, age 60, was arrested on Thursday. He had worked for American since 1988, but was suspended immediately after his arrest. Alani, who was born in Iraq and became a U.S. citizen in 1992, had sued Alaska Airlines in the past for discrimination based on national origin. A judge dismissed the lawsuit for lack of evidence. The lawsuit and Alani's firing by Alaska were first reported by the Business Insider. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.